Welcome to the Anabu AI blog and audio. Today we're covering an article that will make most business owners sit up a bit straighter. It's called, Your Graduate Hires Just Lost Their Job to an AI Agent and Senior Leaders Are Next, by Brett Allegri-Wood.
And I want to be honest, when I first saw that title, I thought it was designed to grab attention. But the sources Brett pulls from are real, and if anything, the headline undersells it.
Let's start with the headline number. Bill McDermott, CEO of ServiceNow, has said publicly that AI agents could push graduate unemployment into the mid-30s within 2 years. That's 1 in 3 graduates, carrying debt and a degree, unable to find work.
And it's not abstract future of work jobs that are at risk. It's the ones that have always been the entry point into professional life. Paralegals, junior accountants, marketing assistants, entry-level coders. Brett puts it plainly, work that once needed 5 graduates a week can now be done by one person with the right AI agent before their morning coffee goes cold.
So the first rung of the corporate ladder hasn't just been weakened, it's been sawn off. And that creates a genuine catch-22 for business owners. You either stop hiring graduates because AI is cheaper and faster, which cuts off your future talent supply, or you hire them with no clear path forward and they leave inside a year anyway.
And the social contract that held all of this together, work hard, learn the ropes, get ahead, that's gone. Brett makes the point that experience is being decoupled from entry-level work, and the consequences won't stay in HR. They'll move through the whole organization.
There's an example in the article that really lands this. Singapore has invested over $1 billion in a national strategy to become a global AI hub, one of the most deliberate AI investments any government has made.
And yet, the senior director at AI Singapore issued a warning. All that investment risks producing a nation of AI users, not AI builders. Knowing how to write a prompt for ChatGPT is not the same as being able to think critically, architect systems, or direct AI to solve genuinely complex problems.
Brett's line on this is sharp. If a government spending $1 billion is struggling to bridge that gap, a business running a 2-day offsite has no chance with the same approach.
Which brings us to what most corporate training still does. It teaches people to recall information, follow processes, perform repetitive analysis. That's exactly what's being automated away.
So what's the new currency?
Critical thinking, creative problem solving, and the ability to direct AI to create real value. That can't be taught in a weekend workshop. It requires a genuine shift in how you develop your people.
The article also covers what this means for the top of the house. Sam Altman has been direct. The impact won't stop at interns and assistants. His view is that even senior executives won't function effectively without significant AI assistance.
And this is where it gets uncomfortable for people in senior roles. The skills that made them valuable, deep sector experience, the ability to recall precedent, analyze data, those are increasingly being done faster and more accurately by AI. 20 years in the industry looks considerably less differentiating when an AI can synthesize information and model scenarios at a scale no human can match.
Brett flips the hierarchy in an interesting way. A 22-year-old who has mastered tools like Claude or a purpose-built AI agent can outperform a 20-year veteran who's still working the old way. The new power brokers aren't the people with the most years served. They're the people most open to change and most willing to work alongside AI.
Which means succession plans need a serious look. Most of them are building people for a world that no longer exists. Are your rising stars being developed for the next 2 years or the last 20?
Brett reframes it around one question. Stop calling it training. Call it reskilling. Every program should answer, does this make our people better at directing AI to augment what they do?
And there's one specific action from the article that I keep coming back to. Create an AI mentor pairing. Find a graduate or junior hire who's already experimenting with AI tools. Pair them with a senior leader for monthly sessions and let the junior lead. Their lack of entrenched habits is actually an advantage.
My takeaway for this week is Brett's audit question. Go through your entry-level roles and ask, what percentage of the core tasks could an AI agent handle today? If the answer is above 50%, you don't have a hiring pipeline problem. You have a structural one.
Mine is the C-suite conversation. If your executive team hasn't explicitly discussed how AI will change each of their roles in the next 24 months, schedule that working session now. Not a keynote, a working session where each person identifies their 3 most AI vulnerable responsibilities.
The full article is at anabu.ai,
And if you want to understand how this plays out in your specific business, there's a free AI audit available there too.
Worth doing before someone else does it for you.